All right, good morning, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So Britney Spears' new book, The Woman and Me, came out yesterday. As we all know, it was chock full of bombshells. And I did enjoy seeing on my social media feeds yesterday several people posting a photo of the book, like outside Carmichael's bookstore there in Crescent Hill or whatever. And they're like, I picked it up and everything. So, like, people were pretty excited about the memoir, The Woman in Me. I haven't gotten the book or the audiobook yet. Britney Spears doesn't read on the audiobook other than just maybe like the foreword or something like that.
Yeah, Michelle Williams is the narrator.
Yeah. And so far, she's getting major props for her delivery.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll play for you an example. So she is kind of recounting a time that she and Justin Timberlake were in New York City, and there was a kind of a cringe-worthy moment that Britney recalls in her book, narrated by Michelle Williams, when rapper Genuine walked by.
His band NSYNC was what people back then called So Pimp.
First of all, this is great.
M-G.
This is great.
Oh, wow.
This is right here. This part is where she kind of describes the difference between NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys from her point of view.
They were white boys, but they loved hip hop. To me, that's what separated them from the Backstreet Boys, who seemed very consciously to position themselves as a white group.
Mm-hmm.
NSYNC hung out with black artists.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I thought they tried too hard to fit in.
Okay, now here is one of those moments.
Oh, boy.
This is narrated by Michelle Williams, so she's getting props because, like, Michelle Williams is narrating, doing an impression of Britney, doing an impression of Felicia, who is her like assistant, doing an impression of Justin Timberlake, doing an impression of Genuine or something. It's insane.
One day, Jay and I were in New York, going to parts of town I'd never been to before. Walking our way was a guy with a huge blinged out medallion.
That's Genuine.
He was flanked by two giant security guards.
Okay.
Jay got all excited and said so loud, "Oh yeah, fo shiz, Genuine. What's up, homie?"
Oh, poor Michelle.
After Genuine walked away, Felicia did an impression of Jay. Oh, yeah, fo shiz, Genuine. Jay wasn't even embarrassed. He just took it.
I mean, you know what? Michelle Williams, well done.
Okay, well done. That was, my goodness. What could you do with those lines?
I don't know what they paid you, but you know what? Probably not enough. Probably not enough. You did a great job. So
wow.
I might be more excited to pick up the audiobook.
I feel like maybe you should do the audiobook instead of just read it because you'd miss out on magic like that.
Magic moments. Thanks to Michelle Williams there. So yeah, like I said, Britney's book, The Woman in Me, came out yesterday. People are already just applauding Michelle Williams, like a little golf clap, like, well done.
Yes,
well done.
Like, oh, okay.
You did it.
Probably one of the most challenging roles you've ever had.
You captured it well.
Uh-huh.
You captured it well.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I think my favorite part.
Oh, yeah. Fo shiz.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
Getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Greg reached out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, got a phone tap for you. My girlfriend loves to drag me clothes shopping with her because she, quote, needs my opinion when she's trying on clothes.
Mm.
I can hardly tell the difference anyway, and I always say she looks great, of course.
Of course.
But I'd really rather be golfing or pretty much anything else, LOL.
Jeez.
Can you help?
Yeah, so William Hassan Pepper just trying to help Greg out of a pinch.
# stunt shopper.
Welcome, Chris, his girlfriend, to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Chris?
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, Chris. William Hassan Pepper. I'm a friend of Greg's.
Oh. Okay. Greg actually isn't home right now.
Oh, well, that's fine. I was actually calling to chat with you.
Oh, really? About what?
Well, Greg and I were chatting at the office about our significant others, right? Well, he talked about you, and I talked about mine. And anyway, he mentioned that you guys were planning to hit the outlet malls.
Oh, yeah. We were just going to get some new outfits at
Yeah, so he said that I should maybe tag along. You know, I'm really great at helping women pick out clothes.
Wait, he just invited you to come with us?
Well, not exactly. I mean, he was saying he always feels like kind of dead weight when he goes shopping because he doesn't know enough about clothes. Says he's not really any help at all.
No, not at all. I love his opinion.
Right. Well, I mean, Greg kind of suggested that maybe, possibly, I should maybe go with you instead. That way, I mean, he could go golfing and you could still shop.
No offense. I'm sure you're great and everything, but I don't even know you, so why would we go shopping together?
Well, it's because I'm great at it. I mean, I actually worked at the Gap for a couple years. I even studied design at community college. I mean, plus, I promise I'll be honest and tell you if something makes your butt look big. I mean,
oh my God.
I'm a good catch.
Oh, okay, look. I am so sorry that Greg made plans with you, but I'm not comfortable with this. I mean, I can't believe that he would set me up with some stranger just so he can go golfing. I mean, that's selfish.
Oh, Chris, kind of hurts a little bit right there in the heart. But just because we haven't met doesn't make me a stranger, right? I mean, I was kind of looking forward to this until you started being a little bit rude.
I'm not trying to be rude. I just can't believe this.
Well, the pain just hasn't gone away. I just can't believe it either. I'm just trying to make a new friend, do something nice, and you're yelling at me.
Yelling? I'm not yelling. Look, I'm sorry, okay? This isn't your fault. It's Greg's fault.
Oh, that's a true statement, Chris. More right than you actually know.
I'm sorry. What do you mean?
I mean... This isn't his co-worker, William Hassenpepper. It's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay calling from 99.7 DJX. And this is a phone tap.
Oh, no, he did not.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Actually, you know what, Chris? I was completely lying. He actually can't wait to go shopping with you.
I must sound like a total bitch.
Oh, my God. No, you're fine. You're great. I love it.
No way.
OMG. You were kind of channeling a little bit of, like, Chris Farley's Matt Foley down by the river with that delivery.
Well, that's William Hassenpepper.
I know, yeah. I just kind of, maybe I just made the connection that is who that sounds like every single time. We can go shopping in a van. Down by the river.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this guy's shot at Father of the Year is not going well. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting so drunk you think your kid was kidnapped when you just forgot him at home, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Colby is the dad. He thought his kid had been kidnapped while he was at the grocery store. He said he left the kid in his car when he ran into the grocery store.
First problem right there. How young is the kid?
They don't say. However, he is 30 years old. He got back, kid was gone, so called the cops, right? Cops immediately start searching. They bring in canine units, ordered other police departments in the area to start looking, all that stuff.
Wow.
So they also started looking through the store's security footage, and that's when they realized Colby couldn't find his kid in the car because he'd forgotten his kid at home.
That is also not good.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Went to the house after about an hour and found the kid there all alone, but fine.
Okay. And again, we don't know how old the kid is.
No, I mean, it doesn't say here in the story, but they, Colby is not fine. They breathalyzed him, found out he'd been drinking and actually driving. So
he had
driven to the grocery store twice that day.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So anyways, they called a family member to have, to pick the kid up, and Colby arrested for drunk driving, child endangerment, and a bunch of other stuff. So again,
yikes. Don't do any of that. That is such a long list of bad decisions.
Yeah. Again, this is a setting the bar story because in case you were curious as to, I wonder if I could get away with that. No, this is a clear example that no, you cannot.
None of that is good. If you were in charge of a child, you need to have your wits about you to begin with. And then we don't drive. We don't drive at all.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Janie needs to know if there's some bad juju going on. Hey, guys, this might sound completely bonkers, but I seriously don't have any other explanation for what's been happening the last month. So I love going antiquing. It's something I did with my grandma since I was really little. I love finding old things and hearing the stories behind them. Well, about a month ago, I found this old locket that had the picture of a beautiful woman in it from what looks like the 1920s, and I just thought it was so cool, so I bought it.
Okay.
2 days later, I was wearing it. Something really odd happened that day. I set my car keys on the kitchen counter when I got home, as I always do, but when I came back into the kitchen after changing my clothes, the keys were on the table. I live alone. So the next time I wore it, about a week later, I was sitting in the kitchen, noticed the clock on the wall had stopped. So I get up, I was going to check the battery in it. It fell off the wall and shattered.
Okay.
I wasn't anywhere near it when it did that. The third time I wore it, I tripped down the stairs, broke my foot. I've only noticed these strange or bad things happening when I've worn this locket. Is it possible for things to be haunted or to carry a curse? Nothing like this ever happened before I bought that necklace. So should I get rid of it? I'm really starting to get freaked that I brought something into the house.
Okay, so on the crazy to hot scale, how hot is this 1920s woman that you had in your locket?
That has nothing to do with any of this. That's nothing.
On the hot, crazy axis, where does that plot point fall? Because
does it matter? I thought you were going to say that about Janie.
No. And did she take the photo out of the locket, or is she wearing
I think she's wearing it with the
with
photo
the locket?
In it.
That's weird.
She's beautiful, and she thought it was cool. So
she's just going to wear some stranger around her neck like that?
Yes.
Janie, sorry, I don't mean to, like, be... get rid of the locket, whatever. You know, you thought it was pretty. Or take the picture out, maybe do a ceremonial burning of the photo and say, to ashes with which you came, and poof.
Wow. Is that a standard, like, was it a spell?
Nah, I just made it up.
Okay. Laura Ann said, yes, objects do have the possibility of having some sort of an entity attached to it. There are ways to bind the object and remove from your home to dispose. I honestly would start by wrapping it in something, tying any kind of string around it, and place it somewhere outside of your home. Say some sort of a prayer, chant, whatever your faith is, while wrapping it. It honestly is all going to depend on your beliefs and the route you go. Bottom line, get rid of that thing ASAP, never wear it again.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the very least, start by taking the photo out of the locket. But Elizabeth rolls in on text and says, get the salt, the sage, everything. Objects can carry spirits, but I don't think it's evil. The spirit's probably just messing with her right now.
Yeah, that could be, especially with just the minor things that have happened. Now, whether she was forced to break her foot, that seems like is just, that might be a coincidence.
She was forced to break her foot.
I don't know. she didn't really say she felt shoved down the stairs or anything. Vicky Grimes posted a GIF. Feel like this would be the case for the Winchesters.
Either that.
Supernatural.
It's like, Janie, are you hitting the bottle? Are you drinking a little bit? Because,
stop it. We're not,
you know,
no.
Falling down the stairs, breaking your ankle.
We're not discrediting her character.
Misplacing your keys, like, oh, I thought I put my keys on the counter, the rifle on the table.
But she always does it on the counter. That's like habit for her. And then, and it struck her that they're on the table then. That's weird.
All right, so let us know your thoughts, especially if you have had something similar happen to you and the story behind the cursed object that you brought into your life in your house.
I haven't found anybody that says, yeah, sure, keep wearing it. It's fine.
Everyone's like, get rid of it. I think the obvious answer is just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like let's start by just getting rid of the necklace and see if everything clears up. If it does, then you know what? No harm, no foul. Let's go.
And maybe sage the house. Maybe.
All right, 502-795-1997. Let's hear your, because Janie can't be the only one who has thought she's brought something mysterious into the house because of something she purchased.
I'll tell you what, to be honest, every single year we went out to Waverly, I thought I was bringing somebody home with me too.
Do you have a story as to why?
No, I don't, but because we always said the little prayer, like, you know, this is your home, you stay here. Thanks so much for letting me visit. Bye-bye.
Okay,
we were supposed to say, I said that. All right.
502-795-1997. Horror week here on the show. Janie thinks she's got some bad juju, and it might be due to this purchase of a locket that she had at a antique sale or antique store thrifting. It was an old locket, had a picture of a beautiful woman in it from what looks like the 20s. So some bad stuff has been happening. Not like evil stuff, just some odd things have been happening. She's like, is this a thing? Does this happen?
Yeah, she's only noticed it since she got this locket. So she's like, could it be because of this locket?
Listen, I suggested just, first of all, take the photo at least out of the locket. Maybe, you know, burn it in a sort of a ceremonial way and go, from ashes to which you came.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Jennifer, what's your thought?
Okay, so, Ben, do not take a picture out of the locket and burn it. Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me right now?
Listen, I am a professional when it comes to giving bad advice, so let's just let it roll.
Not an expert in this realm.
I would wear the locket. I would keep it just because we are weird. We have a mirror in the house that is a haunted mirror. You walk past it, it bangs against the wall.
What?
Sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
Does it give you compliments when you're looking in it? I'd like that.
Gosh, no.
Dang.
No, it does not give me compliments. We have a house guardian in a piece of art that we bought that protects our house.
Oh, that's cool.
So wait, you're telling me you have good and bad spirits in objects in your house?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
But you don't suggest burning the photo?
Oh, heck no. No,
that'd be insulting to her.
Yes,
right? That would be, and I'm talking about the lady in the picture.
Yes. And you think about things are happening now. It's just kind of weird, benign, moving the keys, kind of clock falls off the wall.
Yeah.
It would be more than benign.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Hey there, Maddie. So what do you have that you've brought into your house?
Okay, well, first of all, I have to say, I need to know where Jennifer lives so that I never, ever, ever visit her, because that is really scary.
Right? Right? A haunted mirror? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I need to hear more about that story.
So several years ago, my husband and I lived in a little one-bedroom apartment. We had a baby. And it was a little one bedroom, so she slept in our room. And one day, her little music box and her bassinet started playing. She had a little a little pillow music box in her bassinet, and it started playing by itself.
Oh.
And then another time, he would always go outside to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw the lights go off, and he was like, oh, the power must have tripped off or something. And he came back inside, and the power wasn't off, and the light switch was actually down, and he was alone. Like, there wasn't anybody else in the house, so it wasn't a power surge or power trip or anything. The light
who turned out the lights
right.
Okay.
And then the other time, and I'll get to the point where it was the item or whatever.
Okay,
but the last time when I finally was like, okay, something is really going on, I was in our bedroom, and he had gone outside to smoke again, and he came back in, and he was like, why were you looking at me through the blinds?
Oh, gosh.
And I said, I wasn't. And he said, you weren't just standing at the window, opening the blinds and looking at me. And I said, no, I was in bed. And he was like, we need to get out of here. So when we were moving, I found a piece of like, he went to Waverly Hills on a tour and he took a little souvenir of the building. It was like a piece of brick or a piece of rock or something
that
had chipped off the wall in the building. I kid you not. And so I'm like, we are not, I don't know if that's what it is. I don't know how much I believe in all of that, but I'm like,
that's staying here.
Cannot chance it.
we're not taking that. Oh my gosh.
Maddie, that is crazy. maybe the spirit was upset at your husband for smoking all the time and was just like, cut it out.
I'm with the spirit on that one.
Wow, well, Maddie, that's crazy.
Thank you so much for the phone call. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. See ya.
Okay, so we are agreeing that Janie needs to get rid of the locket. We don't burn it. We just maybe we sage the house and the locket, take the locket back to the antique store. Don't know if they take returns.
Megan?
Yeah, Ben, I'm with you. Please get rid of at least the picture.
Yeah, who wears a locket with the photo of the person still in it?
She thought it was cool looking. It looked old, and it was an antique. She thought it was cool.
I'm not faulting her for that. Take it out. Do some genealogy or something. Try to find out who the lady is. Return it to her family. Keep the locket. I mean, and then if the stuff keeps happening, get rid of it. What'd you pay for it, $20?
Yeah, at most,
yeah,
maybe.
Mean, I'm thinking it was probably part of like an estate sale, ended up in the antique store that way.
Yeah. And then, you know, if this stuff keeps happening, there are plenty of paranormal societies out there who will come and do a little bit of investigating.
Yeah, glad to do that.
Run
sure.
a little EF
I'm sure we'd all
something.
Like to see that episode on the Discovery Channel.
Yes. Right.
Megan, hey, thank you for the call.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
All right. So are we getting rid of the entire locket or are we?
Yes, we're getting rid of the entire locket. I don't think it's just the picture. I think it's the entire locket. We either take it back to the antique store
no.
or we take it to the thrift store, something.
Or you
we
do
get it
what
out of the
Brandy's,
house. We stage the house.
Or you do what Brandy says on text message and says, give the locket to someone you don't really like. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Problem solved.
Maybe.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Janie, for reaching out to us. Good luck. That is group therapy.
Well.
We dive into the unknown, the unexplained, the supernatural. Now, yesterday, we had Patrick on. And Patrick, I'll play for you some of the phone call from yesterday. And Patrick, closet of horror. When he was a little kid and he was going from the upstairs to the downstairs.
I really don't like telling the story, but something literally grabbed me and pulled me into the coats.
What?
I blacked out. I don't remember what happened in the coats, but when I came to, my mom and dad were over me, and my mom and dad were like, is everything all right? Because they apparently heard me scream.
Yeah.
I don't even remember screaming. And all I remember is waking up with them over me, and I actually had, like, lashings on my back.
Yeah, so that was part of Patrick's story yesterday about the cursed closet.
Terrifying.
Yeah. We have an update already. Patrick writes us and says, hey, guys, I think I might have stirred the pot when I told my story.
Really?
He says, so last night, my daughter woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning screaming at the top of her lungs.
Oh my gosh.
I ran into her bedroom. She's sitting up in her bed pointing at her closet. She's 1 and a half, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I say, what's wrong, honey? She gasps as she's pointing and says, monster.
Oh my gosh.
Right after she said that, a stuffed animal fell from her closet. Safe to say, I picked her up and she slept with mom and dad the rest of the night. I'm wondering if something actually is attached to me. I'll be looking at new houses today. We will be moving.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow, Patrick.
That's...
And nothing else had happened like since his childhood until like now?
So he tells us the story on the radio. And then the demon's like, I don't need you exposing me like this.
So he's just going to act up even more? That's crazy. By the way, I know a guy if you need to move. But oh my gosh!
You know what, Patrick? Actually, I don't like that you followed up with us because now people are going to be discouraged from telling us their stories.
Or are we now attached to something? Is a little spirit coming through the phone, to the radio? What's happening?
I had a good night's sleep. I'm all right. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
thank you for the update there on Horror Week on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So a 14-year-old rolling in with a treatment for melanoma in the form of a bar of soap.
Oh, wow.
How amazing is that?
Yeah.
Hemen Bekele, ninth grader. Spent 8 months working on his idea for the 3M Young Scientist Challenge. Walked away with the $25,000 grand prize, also the title of America's Top Young Scientist.
Okay.
So he said skin cancer is the most common cancer in the U.S. Treatments cost around $8.1 billion each year. So he was motivated by how widespread the issue is and the fact that recovery rates in sub-Saharan Africa were 20% compared to 98% in America. So we went to work combining some simple compounds in the soap that keep costs low.
SCTS is a compound-based bar of soap. It's charged with cancer-fighting chemicals like imidazoquinolines to help treat the skin. As of right now, I'm planning on further commercializing SCTS. And by 2028, I hope to turn SCTS into a nonprofit organization where I can provide equitable and accessible skin cancer treatment to as many people as possible.
You sound smart.
He does. And listen, I've got the link to his submission video to the actual contest where he goes into way more detail about all the, like, the compounds and the stuff that he put in it. It's like way bigger words than we can understand. But he is super bright, smart kid. And yeah, a well-deserved $25,000 prize. And the fact that he might have really made a huge difference in the realm of skin cancer treatment.
That's
so
cool.
Just pretty incredible. See his story at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
By the way, Ashley tweets us and says, my dad died from melanoma. This is amazing. Making me cry so early this morning. Wish him all the luck with this moving forward.
Oh my goodness. That is amazing.
Yes.
I'm so sorry for her loss too, but maybe this will save a lot of lives.
This post has kind of gone viral. Places women absolutely refuse to go on a first date, and then says, thank you to the ladies who reached out to me to help me on my list. So he has like literally 28 different places on this list that
that's a lot.
Women absolutely refuse to go to on a first date. Things like near the bottom of the list, like sporting events, somewhere that requires a long drive, a buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Okay, we'll get
a
that
buffet's
a
buffet's probably not my first choice for a first date.
All right, first place women absolutely refuse to go to. Kelly, let's get your opinion on this. And some of these are like name check-in places, all right?
Oh, okay.
So number 11, Red Lobster.
Now, listen, nothing wrong with Red Lobster. Is it the ideal first date? Maybe not. Although those Cheddar Bay biscuits, delish.
All right. Number 10, Wingstop.
Yeah, no.
All right, it's number 9, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, same deal. Two sportsy sports.
All right, number 8, these are places women absolutely refuse to go to on a first date. Any fast food chain.
Yes, no, we love fast food, don't we? But that's not a first date spot, am I right?
Okay, so far, Kelly has agreed with every single item on this list.
Yeah.
Now we are going down to number 7. We'll get through these quickly. Your house on a first date.
Your house?
Uh-huh.
Okay, is he expecting you to also cook for him?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I might be able to agree with your house because that might be a little presumptuous and weird on a first date.
Yeah, I think we wait on that. Yeah.
All right. Number 6, the movies.
Yeah, no, because you can't really talk. That's not very conducive to learning about each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now we get to the top 5. Olive Garden.
Listen, I used to work at Olive Garden. I love me some Olive Garden. But again,
Okay. Number all I needed to hear was the butt.
All right, but all you can eat breadsticks are pretty good. I mean, it's economical.
Number 4, Chipotle.
Yeah, no. Doesn't that fall under the
fast food sort of thing? Yep. Number three, Chili's.
Yeah. No. That's again more of a chain.
Number two, Applebee's.
Okay, chain restaurant. I think I see a trend in its people are going against like the chain restaurants for a first date. You want to try to find like a local spot. It's a little bit more romantic.
Number one place, according to quote his research, for places women absolutely refuse to go to on a first date, Cheesecake Factory.
Again. I love me some Cheesecake Factory, but maybe not. Okay.
All
not
I needed to hear was the butt.
I feel, though, she wants to know that you really put a little thought into it and to try to find a really good spot.
At this list and I say, guess we're staying home. Guess we're not going out.
Okay, so all of these would have been...
Things like bowling are on there, like church, Starbucks, the gym, ice cream, family functions.
No. Yes, the bowling, though, could be fun. I think I'm going to say bowling is fine. Bowling is fine.
Laura texts in and says, what about Hooters?
Oh, 1,000%. That actually should be number one. I feel like that should be number one. Let's put that at the top of the list instead of the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, Chris rolls in and says, how is Hooters not on that list?
That is absolutely true. That is a massive oversight for this list. And listen, Raina's like, dude, I'm down for some Chili's and Applebee's. I don't care as long as it doesn't have a drive-thru. All right, that's a good point. If it doesn't have a drive-thru,
you're getting a meal for free, assuming that he's taken or you know, your date or your partner is paying, like, why not?
Well, and at Cheesecake Factory, dessert, right? That has to happen.
Look, Cheesecake Factory ain't cheap. That's number one on the list, but that costs some coin.
And then it's at the mall, and you can go shopping after that. Maybe he'll buy you something.
Aubrey texts in and says, OMG, who came up with these? Because take me to a football game, stuff my face with buffet food, give me some of those wings, all the chicky nugs, bring it on.
Okay, so she's down. She's down for any of it. Like, all right.
I thought I was
going to be way more forgiving with this list, and I was not.
Movies are boring. Your house is a no, ma'am, Pam. And then seriously, when did everyone
No, ma'am, Pam.
Yeah, that's what Aubrey says. So. I know. And Chris is like, hey, how are you supposed to go on a date when everything is eliminated? That is true. It's like, hey, I guess we're just either it's a, hey, all right, you pick the place and then I'll take you there. But then no one wants to be asked out on a date and then be asked to also pick the place.
Okay, but yes, I think in this town, we are blessed. This is a foodie town. Uh-huh. There are tons of options for unique local restaurants. I think that's where you go for a first date. The rest of these, once you like are in the established relationship, go to them all day long. But I think for an absolute first date, when you're trying to make an impression, put some thought into it, find a spot that is local, unique, and has amazing food.
You could do as I did, and first date with my wife, it was a six-pack of beer, and we went down by the river.
Okay, you had an established friendship, though. You had been working together. Like, you weren't just brand new to knowing her.
Yeah,
so
our first restaurant was Bravo. It was Bravo. I feel like, though, that could also be on that list, right? Mm-hmm. It's a chain Italian place.
Okay, but still good. Like, I think it's fine. Listen, I think the bottom line is, and many people point that out, if you're getting asked out and you're getting a free meal, let's go along for the ride. Unless it's like, you know, McDonald's. That's not probably an ideal first date place.
Either.
There's nothing wrong with McDonald's, but maybe not your first thought for a first date.
However, if you grab McDonald's at the drive-thru, if you're not sitting there at the McDonald's eating, if you're grabbing the McDonald's at the drive-thru, then you're going and getting something else because you're like, hey, we got to grab us a couple cheeseburgers real quick because low-key, the cheeseburger, just the plain cheeseburger, the best thing on the menu there.
Delicious.
All you
yes.
need to do is grab a couple cheeseburgers. That'll
I'm
satisfy.
A daily double girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you don't even need the extra patty. Just the cheeseburger straight is good. And
as an appetizer,
because we're gonna hit up this nice fancy restaurant. We're gonna go to Jack Fry's or Jeff Ruby's.
But we eat just less because it's pricey.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we need a little cheeseburger appetizer okay. that we're gonna pick up at McDonald's on the way. See, there you go.
Okay. All right. That's great. Anyways. I will say that the first and last date with one guy that I went out with, we spent 2 hours driving around trying to figure out where to eat and ended up at McDonald's.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was not the best plan. Because, no, again, he didn't put thought into it ahead of time. You need to have a plan.
Didn't have a plan. Yep. Food trucks are also great places to go.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. I love food trucks.
All right. Well, hey, we've tweeted out the list that has gone viral. You can take a look at it at Ben and Kelly Show. Pretty fun. And you can add to the list if you want or just take a look at it.
Bowling, then Cheesecake Factory. Sounds like a dream.
Right? It's that magical moment of the week when we dive into the internet. We search and search and search for those people who just maybe had an experience with someone but weren't in the right frame of mind to get a name or number in the moment.
Yeah, so what else do? You do a little typey-typey in mom's basement, send it off to the internet, we find it, and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Shall I?
Yes.
Woman for man, sure. First?
Mm-hmm.
I gave you an accidental back scratch.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
What? I mean, who wouldn't like that?
Right.
We were strangers in the 27th row on a flight from Seattle to Louisville.
Oh.
Didn't even exchange hellos.
Oh.
But now I wish we had.
Oh.
You were so dang attractive. But you seemed queasy and kept putting your head on the seat in front of you. I was high on cold medication. And decided you needed a back scratch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we both realized what was happening, but it was too late. I scratched your back in an affectionate manner for at least 5 seconds, no more than 10.
Okay. Reflexes.
I patted your back awkwardly at the conclusion of my back scratch and then pretended to be asleep.
There you go.
None of that just happened. Right. That was not me. I was sleeping the whole time.
Right.
When the flight landed, we exchanged those awkward smiles and deplaned.
Aww.
We will never speak of this again. So, if you're reading this, I'm sorry. But for reals, who doesn't love a back scratch?
Right.
Am I right? Even if it was from a complete stranger.
Yes.
If you weren't too freaked out by the whole ordeal, and when you get together again, maybe exchange some more back scratches.
Okay.
Let me know what the patch said on the arm of your jean jacket so I know it's you.
I think it's hysterical that, you know, she's just next to this guy and reflectively was just like...
Just instinctively.
Here you go.
You're in a rough spot right now. I'm just going to comfort you with some little back scratches.
That was not bad. It's...
Craigslist. Connections.
This one is, did you lose a ham, man for woman, ?
A ham?
Yes.
All right.
You look tall for a woman. At least I think you were a woman.
We're not sure.
You were okay. Wearing a beanie and were running by my house.
Okay.
You see, my doorbell camera couldn't catch all of your features.
Oh.
From the look of your outfit, it didn't look like you were on a jog or were being chased.
Mm.
But the evidence of your adventure is laying in my mulch next to the sidewalk.
The ham
is
in the mulch?
Ham.
Why was she running with a ham to begin with?
Perhaps a bear broke into your kitchen and wanted to snatch it from the counter where it was cooling. And then you ran out grabbing the ham because you knew it was salty and wouldn't be good for the bear's cholesterol.
Oh, wow. That is one theory.
Yes. Or.
Or.
Or maybe you and some other friends you just met were snacking on it over the weekend, but then you woke up the next morning and it was gone.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I'm not sure of all the possible scenarios under with which someone might lose a ham.
I love that in the scenarios there are weird little details like people you just met snacking on it. Really?
Hey, I just found this ham. Do you want to snack on it with me? Well, yeah.
Yeah, all right, sure.
He continues.
Oh.
It's in worse shape than when that ham came into your life.
I bet.
Perhaps due to the rain or a random vagrant gnawing on it.
Oh, gosh.
The brown fat on the outside isn't so deliciously crispy looking this morning. Okay. It's a bone-in ham. Not sure if it's obvious from the photo. Uh-huh. And it's been eaten on some.
Okay, so it's in mulch, been rained on, and been eaten. Okay.
I've attached a picture of the
ham for your... There it is. Yeah, that doesn't look so tasty anymore. I'm not sure she's going to want it back.
There's definitely some serious meat left on it, and looks like it was pretty tasty in its day.
Great. Not going to be any more, though.
Anyway, it's laying on the mulch in between my landscaping and the sidewalk. I'm sure you'll be relieved to know where it is.
Oh, I don't think she cares anymore.
If you'd like to pick it up and say hi.
Not gonna.
I'd love to know more about you and how this once delicious ham came to its final resting place on my property.
No, we're not getting leftovers out of that.
Listen, he's shooting a shot, Kelly.
He is, yes. And you know what? She's donated it to the wildlife in the area. We're going to continue to gnaw on it. They'll take care of it.
It's the case of the mysterious ham.
Although ham is not cheap. I mean, that's unfortunate. She missed out on such a tasty looking ham.
Ham, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whether you think you've found the potential love of your life in the doorbell camera or there was a stranger sitting next to you that you were just consoling with some little back scratches.
Little back scratches.
Yeah.
Oh, complete stranger.
Yeah. It can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist missed connections.
Kelly, it's now time for your favorite segment of the day, your stupid fact of the day.
Uh-huh.
This is where we find things on the internet. This is your stupid fact of the day. According to the Food Drug Administration, the FDA, the average person consumes a pound of insects per year, mostly mixed in with other foods. So think about, think about you know, a quarter pounder hamburger. If you had four of those patties, or you go to the store and you buy a pound of ground beef, look at that under the saran wrap and imagine that being just a bunch of mixed up bugs.
Why? Why?
I mean, because here's
the
thing.
Why are you doing this?
Because most places, you know, you're allowed to have some bug contamination in your food to a certain level, right?
We don't want to know about it.
Right. We don't want to know about it, for sure.
But why are you telling us about it?
I don't know.
We don't want to know about it. No, it's not a good stupid fact. Listen, because of this segment now, I want to sleep with pantyhose in my head because of the skin mites that are making the sweet love on my face. What else? Oh, I'm never going to kiss anybody again because of the parasites that we pass.
Sure.
And now I can't buy ground beef anymore because I'm going to look at it and see bugs. I'm going to imagine all the bugs that you say now are in there. That's what you're doing to me.
Yep.
What is wrong? We need to change up and restructure the segment because the learning has been bad.
Listen,
it's been jarring.
Kelly, you forget, like, even just yesterday, our stupid fact of the day included aromas and the arousing aromas that are at play for guys.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So
it doesn't erase all the other learning that's happened.
They're not all bad.
Most of them are, though.
So again, stupid fact of the day, according to the FDA, the average person consumes about a pound of insects per year, mostly mixed in with other foods.
I never want to eat again.
There you go.
It's like we're all just inadvertently in Survivor.
Yeah, well,
right?
I mean, hey.
We're eating like we would if we were on an island.
It didn't hurt you before. And good news, the bugs aren't going to be eating too much of your food. So.
Oh, great. Doesn't make it better.
All right, that's your stupid fact of the day.
Oh, my gosh.
On 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly K, feel good.
So this AP reporter named Pat did what reporters do, started capturing the moment in real time as it played out, found himself stuck at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Worst places you could be.
Exactly. But then he witnessed a couple seizing the moment. Amir had a plan to propose to his girlfriend Kat later that night with a romantic dinner on the river. Then they were going to stroll to a more secluded garden. But a guy tried to climb the Eiffel Tower. That became a police situation. Left the couple, the reporter, many other visitors stuck up there until it was resolved.
Well, so we have a sort of a full schedule, and we were going to go to one of these dinner cruises on the waterway over here. But as soon as we were told that we might be up here for a while, I was going to do it a little more secluded down in the garden where it was a little more intimate. But I figured we might be here for longer than I imagined. So I didn't want to miss dinner, and she always wanted to be proposed to on or under the Eiffel Tower. So I figured this is it. This is the moment. And this liquid courage of the champagne really.
So liquid courage with the champagne. It was really windy up there. So, yeah, I mean, that was like they were up there at the top of the Eiffel Tower when he was telling that story to the reporter.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty great plan B, despite the circumstances of how they found themselves in
right.
the plan B. Making lemonade out of lemons. So there you go. They got engaged on top of the Eiffel Tower in the middle of a police situation.
That's a good story.
You can see the story at WDJX.com.
Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, time for a setting the bar story. Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, I'm sure they thought, wow, this will show them. But actually, it's probably not. So if you can manage to make it through the day without paying your $23,000 settlement in loose change,
wow.
You're doing okay. Again,
oh man,
kind of, all right, this will show. I'm going to pay them all in pennies. Yeah, this welding company was ordered to pay a subcontractor that amount of money. The company complied, but they weren't going to just cut a check. They were a little disgruntled, so they decided they were going to pay it in coins.
I sent in a little statement.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. But now they might actually have to cover an extra $7,000 in legal fees because
Why?
Of the stunt. Here's the lawyer kind of talking about her client receiving the payment in change.
At first, I thought you've got to be kidding me. And then we had to go through the logistics. Again, it's showing you pennies, quarters, dimes. In our pleadings, we called it the figurative middle finger. Just to acquire that many took effort. But then to open them all up and dump them into a container, that is not just trying to pay a bill.
Yeah, they sent a flatbed truck to the lawyer's office with a box full of quarters, dimes, nickels, pennies all mixed together. And, yeah, you heard the lawyer there.
Oh, so they were upset because the coins weren't separated. They just mixed them all in, and it was going to take forever to try to, like, get it all sifted through, really?
Well, the settlement didn't specify how they had to pay.
Right, so I feel like that's a loophole, and so they're fine doing it the way they did. They gave the money.
Like I said.
Right?
Like I said, but if the judge disagrees, because the welding company claims that they were not being malicious or trying to waste anyone's time. Uh-huh. Wink,
uh-huh.
Wink.
That took some logistics
right, exactly.
Getting that together.
But
yeah, that was premeditated.
For sure. For sure. But if the judge disagrees with that statement, then like I said, they're going to have to pay an extra $7,000 in attorney fees. So,
that's a hefty fine.
Yep. So again, this I'm sure they thought, you know what? This is good. This
will show them.
Right.
This will show them.
But it may actually turn out to kind of bite them in the butt there. So,
I would love it. You know what? They sound like the type of people that would again get the $7,000 in fees, pay it the same way, and then they'll get slapped with more fees. It'll just be a cycle of wow.
It's like when you have to not be as stubborn as you want to be.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. You can just feel the stubbornness coming from the story.
For sure. All right, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. You can catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Great place to hear some of the Horror Week stories that we have been featuring on the show. I will say this day, today, this morning, we actually had an update from a listener who had given us a story yesterday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And we'll just say that nothing really had happened since he was 6 years old, and the original story took place until last night.
Yeah, so he tells a story, and then something got stirred up, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. So you can hear that up on the website, on the podcast, or wherever you choose to listen to, like, podcasts, whether it be on Google Play, on Apple Music, on YouTube. You can go there, you can hit subscribe, and get notifications for when content is posted there. So, yeah, catch up on all that stuff. What else, Kelly?
Just again, WDJX.com. You can find all of the things. And then later on, around noon, you check out 99.7 DJX on the Facebooks for Wet Nose Wednesday.
Yeah, we do that weekly. Partner there with the Kentucky Humane Society and feature some adoptable animals. So pretty good stuff there. All right, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.